We don't usually finish up the show with guests, but we want to have some fun here because, as I'm guessing you guys know, but you guys may not, Houston is hosting the Final Four in 2023. It was announced 2 days ago, so it's going to be back at NRG Stadium. It was here in 2011, and it was here in 2016. I went to the championship game and the semifinal 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun, and I went in 2011. It was a lot less fun back then. There's been some criticism about this because some people feel like Houston may not deserve to host the Final Four, and a man who I believe holds that opinion, Rob Doster, joins us now. He is the college football writer for NBC Sports. Rob, Mike, Seth, and Paul in Houston, good morning.
How are we doing, guys? You guys doing well?
We're doing excellent. Let's begin here. Why are you against Houston hosting the Final Four? Why are you against our city?
Okay, first things first, I'm not against Houston as a city. From what I could tell, Houston is actually a pretty cool city. And you know, my mentions for the last about 48 hours have went on explaining that in great detail.
Politely and civilly explaining to you the benefits of this city.
As Twitter always is. My issue with Houston, so in my mind, here is what makes a great Final Four city. A place where the dome, all the good bars and all the good restaurants are all within walking distance from one another. So that when you land at the airport and you take an Uber or you take a taxi or you take a shuttle or whatever it is to your hotel, you never have to set foot in another car until you get back in the Uber or the taxi or the shuttle to go back to the airport. In my mind, that's what makes a great Final Four city. That's what happens in Indianapolis. That's what happens in San Antonio. That's what happens in New Orleans. It happens somewhat in Atlanta. I never went to St. Louis, but the people that have been to the Final Fours in St. Louis say it happened that way there. That is, in my mind, what makes a great Final Four city for a couple of reasons. One, as soon as you step out of the door of your hotel, you know where you are. You know, you walk out, and if Kentucky's there, you know, at the 2012 Final Four, when it was Kentucky and Louisville and Kansas and New Orleans, no matter where you went, in the area between the dome and the hotels and the bars and Bourbon Street, everywhere you went, you saw Kentucky fans and you saw Louisville fans and you saw Kansas fans, and you knew you were at a Final Four.
But that's
that
New
atmosphere.
Orleans. But that's New Orleans.
No, it like, is. But it's like that in Indianapolis, too.
But hang on with Indianapolis. Like, I have to throw all your opinions out for saying Indianapolis. That is a terrible city and a terrible state. And just because everything's centralized, what are we going to do? Ooh, we're going to go to St. Elmo's and have shrimp in Indianapolis. Like, I don't understand the appeal of Indianapolis. It's cold. Houston, it's going to be 70 to 80 degrees, perfect like it was temperature-wise, compared to Minneapolis, where it's going to be freezing, or Phoenix, where it's probably going to be a really disgusting dry heat, and you got all these food options here. I'm sorry, like, the only issue I have with your take, Rob, is that you're putting Indianapolis here. There is an obsession with these media types with Indianapolis as a host city. Sorry, I hope I never go to that awful state in my life, and I'm glad that I haven't thus far.
Well, here's the thing, if you're asking me where I want to go visit to maybe take a vacation or to maybe go see family or whatever, I would go to Houston over Indianapolis 100 times out of 100.
All right, thank you.
I don't disagree with you there, but the problem is we're not talking about going for a vacation, right? You're talking about going to have the experience of a Final Four. And the great thing about the Final Four is you land and you never know who you're going to see. When you're in Indianapolis and everything is within a square mile, you're going to see college All-Americans that are there for the college All-Star game. You're going to see some Hall of Fame head coaches just walking down the street. In Houston, at least in my experience, I've been there twice for two Final Fours now, you don't get that because there isn't that one centralized location where everybody is, where all the hotels are, where all the restaurants are, where all the bars are, where you can walk to the games, where you can walk to the fan fest, where you can walk to all of the concerts. It creates an environment within the city that you know you are at a Final Four. When you go to Houston for the Final Four, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, maybe this is just my experience, but it feels like you are just in Houston at Houston for the Final Four. And that's fine. Like, Houston is a good city. It's got great restaurants. I got family down there. My aunt lives there. She even came at me on Twitter, man. She was yelling at me. That's how mad I got people.
This is the whole thing. When you come here, you can go to the Galleria until there's too many people at the Galleria during the All-Star during the All-Star weekend, that was, right, Mike?
Oh, that was like the place to be. There was
the
NBA players.
The Galleria got shut down because there were so many people there. What I'm hearing from you is, I think, a sentiment that a lot of people have, where it doesn't necessarily have to be anti-Houston. It's a lot of people would prefer their championships to be held in, like, one of a few select resort cities. Or you can make that case for a small city just because everything you just mentioned. The one thing I would say against it is, like, Indy, there's times where, because it's such a small city, when they just go ahead and double book big events, you can't find anything anywhere. Like, if there have been times where they've had NFL games in a Formula One race at the same time, and people had to stay like 6 hours away. So there is a capacity for disaster if you try to do something in Indianapolis. I'm all for having every damn championship in every sport in Las Vegas or New Orleans every year. I'm fine with that, because you can have that experience there.
Oh, I'm with it too, man. New Orleans and Las Vegas, I'm not sure if there is a – there are no cities better in the United States at, like, hosting an event, right, at throwing a party than New Orleans and Las Vegas. And that's essentially what this is. And I guess what my larger point is not that Houston is not a city that you want – you want to go to Houston. Like, it's not like it's a bad place to go visit. It's not a bad place to go eat out. It's just you don't get that same environment in Houston. And to be honest, I think that's probably true with L.A. That's probably true with New York. That's probably true with Chicago. The thing that's great about some of these smaller cities is you go there and you just know you're at that event. And when I'm going to the Final Four, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not going because I want to visit that city. I'm going because I want to experience the fact that I'm at the Final Four. And I don't know if it's like, you guys can think it looks like that for the Super Bowl, but when I was there in Houston in 2011, when I wasn't there on NBC's dime in 2011. I was there on my own dime. I was staying in some hotel way out in the middle of nowhere like most fans would be. And I can tell you that the experience I had when I was there in 2011 and the experience I had when I was there in 2016 don't compare to the experiences that I've had in Indianapolis as a Final Four city, in New Orleans as a Final Four city. And I'll tell you this, in 2010, again, I wasn't there on NBC's dime. I was there on my own dime. I was staying in some, like, truck stop motel 10 miles outside of the city, and it was still better for me at that Final Four than it was at the Final Four in Houston, because you could go downtown and you could see what it was like and you could experience that, and you had all the fans everywhere. And it's just that atmosphere you get when you have 100,000 people that are all there for the same thing, that all recognize who the same people are, that all are, you know, competing against each other, I guess, in a sense. It makes it feel like you are at a big event and you are at something special. And when I was in Houston, I just didn't feel that. And I'm not saying that it's a bad city. Like, look, here's the other part about it. I have so much more respect for Houston now. Like, I didn't realize how hard Houstonians roll for their city. So I respect that. You know, I love that. If you don't rep where you're from, I don't know if I could really rock. So I respect that. Good. Like, keep coming at me. That's what you should do if Houston is your city. But I just don't think it's a better place than Indianapolis for the Final Four.
Rob Doster, NBC Sports college basketball writer. Rob, we appreciate
Thanks, Rob.
Your time.
You're
this
a
was
good
fun
sport, Rob.
On a Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
There's Rob Doster. You can check him out. Follow him on social media. He is at Rob Doster, D-A-U-S-T-E-R.
My big question is, okay, well, are they going to use the George R.R. Brown Center the way that they used it for the Super Bowl? Because I did get that feeling of a big-time event. And maybe it was because we were at Radio Row, but I felt like for the Super Bowl, that Discovery Green area was the perfect kind of, hey, we're right in the thick of everything, especially with those new hotels being completed.
Totally with you. I was pleasantly, I would say almost shocked at how well the host committee pulled off the Super Bowl. That got great reviews from almost everybody. So I wonder if they can replicate that kind of experience for the Final Four in 2023.
The only thing I would say is that, like, any large city is going to be an inherent disadvantage. I mean, if you try to have a big event in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago,
hell, Atlanta,
Atlanta's
spread out too.
Atlanta, like, yeah, I was surprised he said Atlanta is one of the places that he actually liked, because there it's kind of a pain in the ass too.
It's tough to get around in Atlanta. Atlanta's a cool city, but yeah. it's spread out, and I'm so used to using Ubers. I think that the people that aren't used to Ubers in these larger downtown areas, or Lyft or whatever you end up using, yeah. I feel like maybe you don't understand how easy it is to get around.
I think that Houston, the sports committee, has done a really good job of attracting big events like this, and I think they'll continue to do a good job. Because it's a big city, there are always going to be these complaints. Like, yeah. There's just flat out, it's an inherent disadvantage of being as big as we are. So it doesn't bother me as much. Like, I anticipate any time they announce something that people are going to say, oh, Houston. If they were to do another Super Bowl in New York, it would have nothing to do about the weather. I'd say, look, I felt the problem with New York was they absorbed the Super Bowl like it was just another trade show. Like yeah. there was no buzz or no anything. Buzz. It was kind of like, this is the largest city in the country. You are an ant in an anthill here. And I guess we'll do it. We'll have some goalposts up in Times Square. There you go. Are you happy with that?
Still wish I could have gone.
Like, and it has nothing to do
with. I wish you could have gone too.
But. I like you definitely don't get that feel of like, hey, something big's a brewing. It's just it's too big.
Will Paul be allowed to go to the Super Bowl this year? 713-572-4610.